It's the Monday after Thanksgiving. Everybody limping to the office. Everybody limping back to life. You're fat.
I'm going to be honest. I feel great.
Yeah. You know, I mean, this is the reason I brought it up that way is because there used to be that part of me that was like, this is absolutely one of the worst days of the year. Now, after hosting Thanksgiving, after being like cooped up and with the family for 5 days, I'm like, let's fucking go.
Yeah. I came home at 8:30 yesterday morning.
Walked home.
Back to New York.
I mean, look at you.
Up out of the house. Went, watched the Patriots, went to the gym after that, went to the gym this morning. I'm fucking back, baby. I'm not putting on holiday weight.
You are a changed man. I walked in here and I saw the whole office decorated like Christmas, and I was just happy about that.
Oh, we beat the shit out of the Jews.
The Jews are done.
we put a
Patriots-Jets Monday night national TV beatdown on the Jews.
Dude,
this
we
holiday
walked in
season.
Here. There are red and green lights everywhere, white lights, Christmas trees, wreaths. I don't even think I saw a fucking menorah or a mensch on a bench.
The menorah of death is just like sitting in the corner like fucking Steven Glansberg eating lunch alone. It is. We have a Yule log. We have a 10-foot Yule log on our fucking 7 or 8 TVs. Dominance.
I'm just going to say yeah.
Yeah. I know you're going with that. I'll just say we've been dominating for 2,000 years. We're putting the fucking exclamation point, the cherry on top, in 2017. Okay, so the Jews, you lose, and I'm happy to hear that you kind of turned over a new leaf, John. You're a new man because the New York Times put out this article over the weekend that is patently ridiculous. At least the headline that was attached to it.
Which I feel bad for writers, for authors, like we. If Barstool Sports is a bad headline, yell at the writer because we make our own headlines.
Right.
But I think a lot of companies, a lot of like the journalism, they don't. It's the editor who makes the headlines, so they end up getting all the backlash for the editor making a clickbaity headline.
Of
for
course,
their
and you could have put, you know, it could all be well researched and everything, and someone comes up with a dumb clickbait headline, such as the one that the New York Times did. The tweet said, "Opinion: if you let boys be boys, they will murder their fathers and sleep with their mothers." So first of all, Sophocles is out there like cease and desist, folks. I've been writing about the Oedipus complex for thousands of years.
Yeah, well, that's actually the funniest thing about the article. The subheadline is something along the lines of the unexamined brutality of the male libido. The brutality of the male libido is one of the most examined things throughout history.
We talk about our dicks all the time.
Like everyone did it. Sophocles, like you just said, we got Freud up in that bitch. I think they referenced Tucker Max in this article.
So
everyone researches the male libido. It's a hugely popular thing.
We will touch upon all of those fucking idiots and all the stupidness of this goddamn article. But here's the thing. I think it's kind of true.
It's not stupid.
It's not that stupid.
Pretty on the nose.
It's a pretty fucking accurate article.
Look, I quote tweeted it yesterday and I said, I honestly don't think I would. And if I were left to my druthers, I really don't think I would murder my dad or fuck my mom. I don't think I'd do it.
I don't think I would either. I like my dad a lot. Definitely don't want to fuck my mom.
Yeah.
But I've never really let the chains off. You never know. I mean, I've never truly said, fuck it. I've done a bachelor party in Vegas. I've done a bachelor party in New Orleans. There have been the times where you say, I'm gonna let some conventional rules fly here. I've never really, really let go, John.
No.
I don't know what's going to happen if I just cut loose.
See, it's true. It is one of those things where
I'm just like, fuck you, Dad. You've had it coming for years. Pow, you're dead. And Mom, come get some.
If it was like if we had Wild Wild West rules, like where you like, you cross me, dude. We duel
to the death.
Yeah, maybe me and my dad would have been dead around 12.
Well, yeah. Well, first of all, you definitely can't kill your dad.
If we had a gunfight, maybe.
I still don't think so. Give you a gun, I'd say it's like a pick-up.
Hand-to-hand combat. It would be a bloodbath.
He would massacre you. He would just beat the ever-living fuck out of you. So
It would be like the end of Green Street Hooligans. When PD is just beating
that guy's face,
and you're like, "Come on, dude,
stop!" Yes,
it would be like that. It would be
maybe it would flip the other way. It'd be like, if you let boys be boys, this guy's dad would murder the shit out of his pansy son. Had enough of you and your fucking peg jeans, kid. Pow! You're dead.
I disagree with that premise that we would do that. I really don't think I'd kill my dad.
I don't think I would kill my dad. I don't think I would fuck my mom.
But
I would do a lot of other things.
Yeah, no, my body count would undoubtedly be higher, both murder and sex. Like, I'd have a much higher body count on both.
Total, yeah.
If I could just fucking take the governor off.
I would say exponential.
Yeah.
But we're also, like, there are still plenty of people out there who live, literally, like, they take the shackles off. already.
You think there are plenty? I don't think there are many at all. I think
they're like in jail. I think they're like horrible people.
Even then, I think that was just a quick moment. Like, I'm not talking like living life like fucking Jack Reacher. I don't know. I've never even seen that movie. I don't know why.
I don't think Jack Reacher does that at all. But whatever.
I just saw in a trailer once he drove fast and punched a guy. So I was like, yeah, fucking Jack Reacher.
This guy knows what he wants. Here's the thing. Oh, the only thing keeping me in check is stigma and reputation.
Shame.
And shame. Yeah. And shame. 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 Shame.
It's the most important weapon that society has.
If you were somehow to take that away, if I truly just didn't give a fuck, I don't care what you think about me. People say that all the time. I don't care what you think about me. I don't read the comments. I don't care what people say about me on the internet. You care.
You care. You fucking
you
care.
You absolutely fucking care. If you don't, you are a true sign of a psychopath where there's like the lack of emotion.
You care when people say things to you. Just care.
You have to. It impacts you. If you could honestly somehow, I don't even know if it's possible, truly let boys be quote unquote boys, I think people are ended up dead and fucked left and right.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're 100% right. You would it's kind of the Wild, like I just referenced Wild West. I think it's that was a pretty strong boys be boys time.
Right. And you just drink your whiskey, you spit on the floor, you kill that guy who like did you dirty during poker, and you fucked a whore upstairs. And then you did it all over again the next day and the next day until you died.
Which wouldn't take too long.
No, it took like 25 years probably. Yeah. But it was a good 25. I mean, every time, either me or Portnoy would be dead by now. The boss that you hate, you would eventually just be like, I'm going to fucking kill this guy because that's what I want to do. The girl that you want to fuck, now, you know, you don't want to get too dark with it, but you'd imagine that you would try to fuck.
Raping and pillaging was a thing. Let's just say.
The Vikings did this shit.
Yeah. I'm not co-signing it. I'm just acknowledging that it happened.
But they did it. And a lot of people like to pin this shit on us. Like, you know, we're out here fucking murdering people and banging people and shit like that. One of the people who did it before us, poorly, if you ask me, but successfully but poorly, was Tucker Max. Tucker Max was referenced in this goddamn New York Times article. So in the past, month, the New York Times has written about us and now Tucker Max. Like, business must be rough.
Nazis, too. Don't forget Nazis.
Yeah, right. Like, glowingly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, no, really, very nicely writing
about
the Nazis.
It was, in order of, like, who was written about nicest by the New York Times, it was Nazis, Tucker Max,
Barstool. Yeah. And you know what? It was actually Portnoy who was one mentioned. Not wrong. not
dude,
exactly the wrong
Nazis,
order.
They were like, they like Seinfeld. Like, dude, we like Seinfeld. We couldn't even get that in our fucking article. Go on, throw me a bone there. Make me somewhat relatable in that. Like, hey, you like Seinfeld?
I did a fucking tournament of characters with the Costanza. Come on. This is the blurb about Tucker Max. I read recently that we were living in a Tucker Max culture. Mr. Max, bro icon, was the author of epics like I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell that sold millions of copies celebrating cruelty and total lack of concern for women's humanity. But Mr. Max eventually realized that his casual, unthinking misogyny was destroying him and everyone he loved. He undertook a substantial course of classic Freudian analysis in an attempt to become a decent man. I could only wish we were living in the Tucker Max culture. That is the culture we desperately need. You're telling me that Tucker Max went the Adam C. Best route and sought counseling?
Yeah, this is the first I've heard of that.
Fuck out of here. That dude got a bazillion dollars, and he's just like, I'm not going to say this anymore because you take too much heat for it.
Yeah, I'm rich enough to not to deal with it anymore. I'd rather just shut the fuck up and spend my money.
And we're just the idiots who aren't rich enough who have to keep saying these things during a fucking climate where everything you say gets you in trouble. This all started because of Weinstein and the Hollywood, and if you leave men unchecked, I honestly don't think you're right. I don't think that's that crazy. All these Hollywood guys get so famous, or so rich, or both. That is truly the unchecked male. Where those guys, you know what the real sign of it is? Louis C.K. and Charlie Rose with their fucking weird naked man move. They just pull the naked man in real life.
Well, the naked man is. Like, that's a tried-and-true thing. Like,
is it?
Well, I mean, I don't know about in real life, but in pop culture, yes.
Right.
Like, Costanza did it. Costanza, what's his line? All these years I've been trying to get their clothes off. I just needed to get mine off.
Yes.
And then
and
it didn't
happen. How I Met Your Mother
was the naked man.
Very funny that, you know, like, hell well, these sitcoms are so funny. It's like, just get naked in front of a girl that she has to fuck you.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, that's some implication
those are,
shit.
Those are two of the most, like popular sitcoms of all time.
Right.
And they both used it.
You do that nowadays, you're fucked, as evidenced by these guys. Like, it's just, that to me is the weirdest. Like, Louis C.K. is disgusting. He is gross. He is self-described as a bowling ball. Trying to bend over to get to bend to tie his shoes is like folding a bowling ball in half. Charlie Rose is a cretin. He looks like the Crypt Keeper from Tales of the Crypt.
What did the woman call his hand?
Oh.
The crusty paw.
That sounds like you know what that sounds like? The headline of a Goosebumps, an R.L. Stine Goosebumps book.
That's what his hand looks like. It looks like one of those things. Like, you just see
the
it
monkey
on the top
claw.
Of, yeah, like they called it like the crusty paw that it would like come over their shoulders.
Ah, Charlie Rose and the Crusty Paw by R.L. Stine, and those were the guys who were like, I'm just gonna fucking get naked, whip my fucking dick out, and these girls are gonna be all about it. That is the unchecked boys be boys, like. I want something, I'm just going to fucking do it. That's what happens when you give everybody money and fame. Mm-hmm. More money, more problems, man. You get naked, you get fucking
rich. I did not realize the depth of that song.
It's like my man B.I. said. Like my man Puff said, the more money you make, the more problems you come across. It can mean like people hitting you up for money. It could mean that you just think it's okay to take your dick out and start jerking it off in front of women. Because they're going to respond positive. I mean, that's crazy. That's like years and years. You know what's wild too about Louis C.K.? He always says, he's like, dude, for like 30 years, I had no success. Like, this is just like a blip on the radar where I had success. It's like, well, you certainly fucking forgot that real quick.
Well,
real quick.
The second he got a taste of success, because like.
The rumors have been going on.
This didn't start happening when he was the most famous comedian in the world. This started in like 2002 when he was like a writer on Soul
Plane. Kind
of
successful.
Or the writer on Soul Plane, whatever it was.
Yeah. So the New York Times, while their headline may be wildly over the top and inaccurate, the article, as far as me and you skimming a couple paragraphs out of like 10,000 words, seems pretty fucking accurate.
Well, here's the thing. Like, we kind of referenced it earlier where we said like shame is society's greatest weapon.
Yep.
And for years...
Self-awareness and shame. When you lose those two things, you got nothing.
But no one has self-awareness. At least
nobody.
Like shame is the weapon we have. Like,
right.
Self-awareness has to be... That's suicide. And shame is our gun. And for hundreds of years, we shamed transvestites. Right, we shamed gay people into like faking who you are.
If you're gonna accept them now,
like you gotta accept us.
The male libido is something you're just born with. Maybe I was born this way. If we're gonna accept everybody else, I was born this, but I identify as that. It's genetic. It's not a choice. It's not a choice that I want to fucking kill my dad and bang my mom. You just told me this is the male libido. Freud told me that the id is a real thing inside of me. We have basically done what Freud did. We did it here on this show. We said we're all just an 8-year-old trapped inside. And every single day, all we're doing is trying to keep that 8-year-old at bay.
Like,
I'll bump it up to like a 16-year-old because 8-year-olds really aren't fucking.
No, yeah, but still, like, you're playing with your dick. Time you play with your dick, that's what age we
right.
are.
Right. So
like,
at that moment,
I'm looking at the electrical socket right now, and I'm like, I want to put a fork in it.
I mean, that looks... I just really want to see what's going to happen.
I've never done it. I've heard I shouldn't do it. Why shouldn't I do it? I'm curious.
I wanted to put silverware in the microwave the other day. I was heating up a bowl. I took the fork out, and I was like, what if I just leave it in? How bad is it really going to be?
I put my cell phone in the microwave once.
Just fucking destroyed it.
Just destroyed it. Blue lights everywhere. I was in high school. in our like senior like cafeteria. I was just like, I wonder what this happened. What does here? I was an adult. I was an 18-year-old
right.
man. I was like, I'm going to put a phone in the microwave just to see what happens.
That's who we are. That's not learned behavior. That's not nurture. That's fucking nature, folks. So you want to talk about the male libido. We're cursed. It's a burden that we carry the male libido. You think I want to walk around with this thing that just fucking pops up all the time and makes decisions for me? I don't.
We've talked about it heavily before. And like I said this, like every woman who like they complain about men, like every night, just thank me for like being not me.
Yes.
Thank me like you
right.
are a fucking hero
yes.
for not acting like yourself all day today.
It's so true. It's like, oh, what? You want to get credit because you're not cheating on me? You want to get credit because you're not terrible like some of the other men? Yes. Yeah. Yes. Because every day it's a struggle. It's a grind. It is the hardest thing that I do is hide me.
Yes.
Every single day.
Yes.
And we don't even hide it that well because we come on the show, we say things like this. Everybody else out there doesn't even have a dumb fucking podcast to let it out on. They just sit there and they suppress it and they push it down and they eat it and they let their body absorb it until it erupts in the form of murdering your father and fucking your mother. And that's where psychopath serial killers come from. If it wasn't for us, if it wasn't for this outlet, I don't know what we would do.
Lord knows.
I honestly would just walk around spitting on people left and right. I just need something to keep me in check, and the only reason I do it is because I'm like, wow, I went in there for today for 15 minutes, and I got it out. I just screamed. I closed the closet, and I just screamed! So listen,
this is us trapped in the closet. Right.
Literally, we literally go inside of a tiny closet.
Society has shamed us into the closet where we can only be ourselves in this room.
That's all we do. It's the shape of a closet. It's the confinement of a closet. It's the only place where I can say, yeah, I want to fuck you, and yeah, I want to murder you. And the only reason I'm not doing it is because I have a little bit of shame and self-awareness, and jail exists. Let's go Lord of the Flies, and I'm gonna fuck everybody, and I'm gonna punch you in the face. I'm gonna set you on fire. Let me live. Let my dick out of my pants.
Dude, even the punch in the face, like you go to a bar and like you're like, what the fuck is that guy looking at?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
You're like, who does he think?
I immediately pick a fight. Dude, I'm driving on the road. I'm like, all of a sudden, I'm racing this guy. Mike. I'm like, no, you think you're going to beat me to the exit? No fucking way. Every single scenario, I am picking a fight. I am in my head. I'm in the shower. I'm like, I should have fucked that girl. I should have killed that guy. I should have said this. I should have done that. That's the male libido that I keep suppressed.
Dude, it's every day. Every day, all day. And here's the deal. I accept gay people.
Yeah.
I accept trans people.
All of them.
Accept me.
Let me live. Accept me for who I am, society. I'm a fucking dumb fucking male.
Maniac.
I'm a white male psychopath. Let me live. We're going to let everybody else live their life. You got to let us live our lives, too. That's what it comes down to. You can't pick and choose who gets this treatment, folks. It's a nice little casual quickie for you on a Monday.
Peace.